recording.
Let's call me to order. Ms. Whitmore, would you do the roll call?
Dr. Byrne? Ms. Krieger?
Here.
Ms. Brodsky?
Here.
Dr. James?
Here.
Mr. Logie?
Here.
Dr. Nocey?
Here.
Ms. Altman?
Here.
Dr. Thompson?
Here.
Dr. Wright? You have two absent, they have a forum.
Thank you. Let's start off with our initial investigative reviews. First up is case 2208. Tracy, can you read this to us?
Yes, case 2208, no pain, that's Hunter McGee, that's mine, it's Christopher Dorda, UVM. On July 23rd, 2021, Zeus, a 13-year-old male parrot, was presented to Dr. Dorda with rear-length lameness. Rear-fracture of the right rear leg, his blood was placed, chiropractically recommended, and medications were assessed. On July 27th, 2021, the veteran was presented to Dr. Landman for a recheck. His blood was drawn and positioned appropriately. After reviewing the radiographs, Dr. Landman suggested blood due to concerns of metabolic disease. Due to phosphorus and calcium levels, Dr. Landman recommended changing the cardiac and abdominal surgery until metabolic disease was reversed. On August 1st, 2021, the veteran was presented to Arizona Exotic Animal Hospital for a second opinion. Rehabilitation repeated and surgery was recommended. There were no concerns with the parrot's diet or metabolic bone disease. On August 4th, 2021, surgery was performed to attempt to get a fracture. Due to concerns of those complications, looking into the fracture, amputation was recommended. Combined degree and the veteran's joint rear leg were amputated. And the committee concluded that possible violations of the veterinary practice of Tanager, and it was moved to second and board by ARS 3220-3212 as relates to R3511, value to provide professionally acceptable procedures for not performing a second view of the parent's fracture limb to provide a proper diagnosis and treatment plan, and relying on the four quality rating graph to provide an accurate diagnosis. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
Tracy, before we go, I mean, I know some people are having a hard time hearing. Was everybody having a hard time hearing? Or are we getting that feedback?
Yeah. I got feedback, yeah.
Yeah,
Nikki, can you on the phone, how does that sound to you?
I can hear everything. It is kind of like in and out echoey, but I can hear everything.
I can tell it's going. So we can try to tinker with it a little bit. We may have to call. And then look for again. Yeah. I don't know why it's changed again.
I don't know.
I don't know. Fix it. I think another email address. I don't know if someone else wants to try talking to see if maybe Ms. Solomon can hear you.
To do a test. I've got my hearing aids up to max 5.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Thank you. Can you hear me now?
Maybe it was too loud. It seemed the closer I got to the mic, the more feedback there was.
Yeah, I can tell when I talk, if I get closer, there's more feedback. So let's experiment. Stand back here.
Sorry,
right here.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And I'll look for the information.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right, so we have the respondent and counsel.
Yes, sir. We will try to speak slowly and enunciate.
Please state your name for the record.
Christopher Dorta. And David Stoll, appearing as legal counsel for Dr. Dorta.
I give you up to 5 minutes to address the board.
Thanks for having me. I survived food poisoning to be here with you guys today. Good morning. My name is Dr. Christopher Dorto. I would like to respond to the investigative committee's recommendation in this case. Zeus, a male pet ferret, presented on July 23rd, 2021 with a complaint of rear leg lameness. As I indicated in my narrative response, Zeus was unable to properly place his rear right leg on the physical exam. It did not appear painful, and I suspected a fracture based upon my palpation of the leg. I recommended taking an x-ray to confirm my suspicion. The x-ray did, in fact, confirm the presence of a fracture and its location in the distal right femur. I then showed the x-rays to the client and proposed a treatment plan. With regard to that treatment plan, I placed a small Thomas splint on the leg around the fracture and dispensed Medicam for daily use. The owner was instructed to isolate and confine Zeus and return in 3 days for a follow-up recheck appointment. I understand that the investigative committee had no issues or concerns with regard to my treatment plan, but in retrospect, questioned why I did not take a second x-ray of the leg. At the time, I did not feel I needed a second x-ray because the first x-ray was already successful in two respects. First, it confirmed my presumptive diagnosis that Zeus had a fracture, and second, it identified the location of the fracture so I could appropriately place the Thomas splint in a location that would give us the best chance of getting the fracture to heal. I'm disappointed that the fracture did not heal as we had hoped, but I know that there was testimony at the investigative committee meeting that Zeus's activity was not restricted as we had recommended, and so there's evidence of the owner's non-compliance with our discharge instructions. Ultimately, no one can say that the outcome for Zeus would have been any different than it had been if I had taken a second or third x-ray, so I respectfully disagree with the investigative committee's recommendation that my failure to take an additional x-ray fell below the standard of care. Again, the single x-ray accomplished what I wanted it to do, and so in my thinking at the time, a second x-ray would have been an unnecessary expense for the owner.
Thank you. And we have no complainant. Dr. James, you will lead.
You know, this was an interesting one from reading through the medical records and everything that had been submitted in the investigative committee discussion. I think what I was struggling with a little bit was the decision for professionally acceptable procedures when, at this point in time, from what I can tell, everything was then acceptable, and the recheck was 3 days later, which would have assessed the splint and if there was mobility in the leg or you know, failure of the splint. I think the big question here was whether the second view of the x-ray was necessary. Personally, I would have done a second view because whether you have a transverse fracture or a longitudinal fracture, the type of fracture, it might change whether a splint is going to work or not. And if you look at just the one view, you can kind of be, you can think it's one type of fracture and it ends up being something else because you don't get to see the other side. But I would also say that it's not uncommon when you see a fracture, especially in specialty pets like ferrets, to go with a splint as your first choice, because many people don't pin those and do the splint and see if it starts healing. So, you know, I can kind of see where this could have gone both ways. But ultimately, I mean, this doctor certainly recommended coming back in 3 days, and had there had needed to be a second view, they could have certainly taken it at the 3 day recheck, of which was not done either. So I'm leaning towards finding no violations in the case of 2208.
I've done quite a bit of orthopedics, and the problem I had with not taking that second view, like you said, but also with just an AP looking straight on, you can't tell displacement, which is critical, even in putting a splint on. So the case was handled properly except for that. Now, in a ferret, yeah, you can maybe feel that you got the bones close together, but without having that second view and viewing that displacement, which we saw on the specialty clinics, and if it was like that in the first time, I would be pretty critical of not taking that second view. It's pretty much standard of orthopedic care, is taking that second view before attempting any kind of manipulation. Everything else, I think, was done absolutely fine. I didn't have any problems with the case management at all.
And I would say, you know, in this case, too, I know we heard in the statement this morning that
it would have been an unnecessary cost for the owner, but I didn't see anything documented that the owners declined due to cost. Because that's where I could see, because I mean, I've definitely seen cases of fractures in specialty pets that we've splinted without even taking x-rays due to cost.
True.
Right, you're hoping for the best because they're not gonna spend it, but I didn't see that document. So just to call out, I mean, I think that that's always something that we should be paying attention to, that best case, we would have taken that second year and documented why it wasn't done if it was a cost-related issue. But again, I go back to, I kind of felt like, and I could be wrong on this, but I kind of felt like from reading it, it was, we're gonna stabilize this, we're gonna do what we can, and we're gonna have it rechecked in 3 days with somebody that does more with ferrets and look at bone disease and all of that.
True.
And that's kind of how I feel he approached this case, and that's why I'm like, if additional diagnostics were needed, they could certainly have been done at that 3-day recheck, in which case, that doctor didn't decide to take additional x-rays either.
And were you saying that you thought they should have done the second view on that first visit or on the 3-day?
Well, at the first placing a splint.
Well, we're talking about a ferret here, and so that might have impacted somewhat, because you can really feel those bones and feel that you're getting them close together before putting the splint on. But in general, again, orthopedics, that second view is critical before you try anything. And yeah, I'm referring to the first time, yeah.
So I guess I would ask the veterinarians, that second view and maybe a different placement of the splint, or would you see something with that second view that we would say, I can't splint this, I gotta do something else?
Sure. Very possible.
And that's what I think the kind of 3-day recheck was. Let's see what happens with the splint. Let's have it reevaluated in 3 days to see. And when they reevaluated, the bigger concern for me was commentary that it felt stable in the splint. There was no movement. And so there weren't any x-rays taken at that 3-day, which is when I think we could have actually corrected it had it needed to, but it wasn't done here.
All right, so we're doing a lot of discussing, there's no motion.
Well, I think I have a motion.
Did you make a motion? Did you second it?
Yeah.
I thought you said you were inclined.
I'm inclined, I think I said I'm inclined. I'm gonna change my inclination to a motion. So my motion will be no violations in case 2208.
And I'm not hearing a second.
I'm deferring to you guys. Had there not been a recheck and discussion about this doctor doing additional diagnostics, because maybe they do more work with ferrets, if that hadn't been there, I would have said, okay, I feel like we didn't follow this through. But I think because of that, I was leaning a little bit more towards, we're going to stabilize it.
I agree. That 3-day recheck was very good. Yeah, you needed to. I do like that. If this had been, well, come back in 3 weeks or 6 weeks and we'll see if this is healed. Without taking that second view, that would have been critical mistake. In this case, I agree that 3-day was, I think, the right approach in this case.
And if that second doctor that saw the case had thought, oh, the splint isn't going to work anyway, then at least we could have corrected it at that point. Because it may be that this doctor wouldn't, you know, did the recheck because it wasn't sure he knew the right answer. So that's where I'm like.
And why did I forget why the clients, they just didn't come to the 3-day?
No, they did.
Oh, that's the next news.
Oh, can
that's
I
right.
At this point?
Yeah. Okay.
Can I at this point go ahead and second the motion? Yes.
Okay. I
don't
hear
have
who.
A question. This is Nikki. I have a question before we go, because so for my time and you know what I've been taught, there are always at least two views, right? And not more. In this case, I hear that, you know, it's a concern, but then I also hear you know, there was a follow-up, and then very honest saying, you know, that as far as financially, but then it's like this would be over financially constrained, you know. So I guess my question is, because I'm looking at the tape and trying to figure out, did the lack of the second X-ray affect the outcome in this case? And I guess medically, from Dr. Baines and Dr. Norris's opinion, did it?
I don't think we can answer that.
Yeah, I would say I don't know, because I don't, we don't have that second view to know if it was placed properly from day one. We don't know if the compliance from the owner was consistently followed, and so could it have shifted? And then, but you know, like I think there were a lot of things, but at the 3-day recheck, certainly the doctor that saw it at that point felt like it was still a stable splint, and so I don't know that we know that.
I agree with Dr. Nosley just from doing orthopedics. Like, you should have both of those views. And so, yes, we don't know if that splint held it in place, but you also, if you would have had that second view, you would know how much displacement there was. If that had been displaced like we saw in that subsequent X-ray, there would have been no reason to, like, that should have been a direct referral if these people were interested in getting that bone fixed. So I think, you know, that to me is, it's just something that I would be concerned about not having a second X-ray, and whether I would even place this, like, that, you know, maybe some supportive, but hey, you need to go now. If you want to save this limb, this splint's probably not going to do it for you, and you have to get that surgery.
Yeah. And that's where I keep coming back to that 3-day recheck, because for me, for somebody who does not do orthopedics and wouldn't feel comfortable doing orthopedics, I would stabilize the leg. I would have taken 2 views, but I would have stabilized the leg, and I would have had sent it for a consult. Whether that's with a specialist that does orthopedics, or whether that's with another practice, a veterinarian in the practice that does spirits or that does more orthopedics, I would have sent it, and that's what I feel like happened, right? It's like, let's stabilize this leg and schedule a 3-day recheck. And that's why I'm struggling a little bit, because I think this doctor knew that we need somebody else's set of eyes on this. We specifically said, book in 3 days with this other doctor. So that's the only reason I'm saying that. Because otherwise, I would say people that do orthopedics, they probably would have said 2 views.
And so are you saying that splinting it from that first day could have made it worse, or would you have done that if you weren't?
Well, we don't know exactly how the splint was applied, or we don't have any evaluation of that. So sometimes with distal femoral fractures, the splint can actually cause some problems, because it acts as a pendulum on that if it's not applied properly and high enough. But again, because of that, I think that's why we said, let's do a 3-day recheck and let's see. And yeah, in that 3 days would have an improper splint really made that much of a difference if you're gonna go to surgery? Probably not.
Mr. Chair, I have a question of the veterinarians on the board. Would the second view have had a possibility of avoiding amputation?
I don't know if any of us could actually say that.
I don't know if we can answer that.
We don't know what that looked like.
Yes, I understand. Okay.
Is the actual repair they couldn't do because of where the break was? Right? There wasn't enough room in there to put the pin or seat the pin. All right, so we still don't have a second. The motion just
yep.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. We do have a second. Motion on the floor in a second. So is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
That motion passes. 1 nay. Any other motions?
No, we have 22.
You don't have another motion for this one?
Not for this
one. I have a motion for this one, nobody else has. I would issue a letter of concern that standard care, you take 2 x-rays.
I'd second that.
And I would add to that,
if
you're
going to,
can I add your motion? Because I'm going.
Please, I would have rather you made it. The chair was supposed to
be. Right.
I would add to that, if we're going to do a letter of concern, that we document any financial concerns, because I just want to make sure we're hearing that maybe some of these decisions were made because of financial concerns. That needs to be talked to with the owner and documented in the medical record.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Mohi, members of the board, is this with respect to case number 2208?
Yes.
Yes.
Then I would ask that we reconsider our motion to, or and our vote to dismiss the case, but to resolve it by issuing a letter of concern, if that's the consensus of the board.
Okay, I let it go that far because I thought the letter of concern wasn't necessarily a violation.
No, but it is a one of the ways that you can dispose of a case.
Okay.
So we can, I could rescind my original motion and change it to, we'll dismiss the case with no violations, but issue a letter of concern for failure to take two views, as well as documenting reasons for why that may not have been done.
Second.
Okay, so my motion for a second to reverse our loan dismissal and to dismiss the case with a letter of concern. And we have a second. Any further discussion? All those in, well, since we're doing the letter, let's do a roll call.
Ms. Krager?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Logie?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Motion passes.
And that concludes 2208. Next up is 2209. Chris, would you read the summary, please?
Sure. Case 2209, the demand is coming ready and responding as well in the video. And that summary is the exact same as it was to the doctor. And in this case, the committee did also recommend it a violation be found of errors 32-20-32-12 as relates to R3-5011. Failure to provide professionally acceptable procedures for not performing a reach out radiograph of the parents and them on 7-27-21 and then recommending a reach out exam beyond a reasonable time frame without radiographs being performed. The motion is to approve the vote of 5-0.
All right, so no respondent. Mr. Stoll?
I have a statement to read on behalf of Dr. Lammon. Dr. Lammon could not be here today, but asked that I read the statement on her behalf. Her involvement in this case was with respect to the follow-up exam on July 27, 2021. Zeus, as you have heard, had previously been seen by Dr. Dordo on the Friday before, on July 23rd. According to Dr. Lammon's medical records, the splint that Dr. Dordo had placed had dried fecal material at the bottom of the splint, but the splint was positioned appropriately. Specifically, there was adequate tape placement and the tape was appropriately positioned to immobilize the leg within the splint. There was no movement in the leg within the Thompson splint. Therefore, there was no need to do a follow-up x-ray during Dr. Lammon's appointment. If there had been mobility in the leg within the splint, or if the splint had been damaged or mangled, then Dr. Lammon would have certainly offered additional treatment options, which would have included additional radiographs. Dr. Lammon has placed many splints and casts on animals' legs and always brings owners back with their pet to monitor the condition of the splint and the condition of the animal's affected leg every 7 days or sooner if the owner recognizes that the animal's splint is wet, or if the animal has been excessively licking or biting the splint, or if the owner notices any swellings. The owners were advised on those follow-up options and given the option of going to see a specialist, which is what the owner actually did a few days following Dr. Lammon's exam. Apparently, Zeus presented to the exotic specialist with the splint mangled and the leg fracture severely displaced due to the owner's non-compliance with Dr. Lammon and Dr. Dordo's instructions to keep the animal confined. Dr. Lammon had emphatically told the owner that the ferret was going to fracture all of his legs if he did not keep it completely confined. The owner was also given the appropriate treatment recommendation of a ferric calcium and phosphorus imbalance following blood tests that Dr. Lamon performed. Finally, Dr. Lamon wants to remind you that the subsequent treating vet at Exotics was not critical of her care nor of Dr. Dorda's. In fact, if you look at Dr. Lamon's statement, she followed up with the specialist and was told by the specialist that they had done, that Dr. Dorda and Dr. Lamon had done nothing wrong and that the owners had not confined the ferret, and that's what led to the failure. It was the failure to follow after care instructions. As a result, Dr. Lamon stands behind the veterinary care she provided in this case and requests that the complaint be dismissed. Thank you.
Thank you. I have no complainant. Dr. James, you're the lead.
So this is 2209. So in this case, this one I actually have more concern with for a couple of different reasons. One, I feel like at this point, the decision not to take the additional x-rays was based on no mobility within the splint. But I'm hesitant to say that you couldn't still have pretty severe displacement and not have mobility because it's splinted. So I'm just not sure exactly how you would judge that. So I think additional x-rays to me at this point would have been indicated. Even if you could judge it based off of, or thought you could judge it based off of mobility within the splint, I still have more concern about some of the conversation around this ferret could fracture every leg based on the bone density, and not seeing that in the x-ray, I'm kind of wondering where that came from, and not even really seeing it in the blood work because that didn't support it either. And I feel like that may have led this owner down kind of a different path. So because of my additional questions in 2209, I would actually recommend we move that to an informal.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second to move 2209 to an informal. Is there any further discussion?
We didn't question not being a second x-ray necessarily, right? The letter of concern, but there certainly wasn't an x-ray after this foot was put on. So, I don't know, I have a hard time with this one. I kind of feel like it's a letter of concern here too, because it sounds like some same circumstances were described from the first visit as far as how the patient presented. So, I don't know what more questions are there, you know, it kind of seems like we have the information, but that's just my perspective on this one. Could I jump in again?
Maybe when you talk further, can you try talking louder, because some people are still having a hard time hearing you. I can hear you. I think it just depends on where you're sitting in the room. So just, maybe try something else.
And then maybe in answer to your question, I mean, I think for those that didn't hear, the question was, what is different really about this one than the one we just reviewed where we did a letter of concern? And I think what's different here for me is this one was kind of referred to her as somebody that does more of this and could evaluate the bone density and things like that. And I do have questions around where she was going with the bone density and why she made those recommendations. I mean, I would like to ask the questions around what she thought of the blood work or the quality of the bone density on x-ray and things like that, that is different from 2208. So I do have separate questions that don't even center around whether the second view was taken or not.
Okay, sorry, that's what I was hearing, was it was about the second view not being
dated. Thank you, Dr. James, for clarifying
question. All right, so we have a motion on the floor, a second to move 2209 to an informal. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Move 2209 to an informal.